Hey, have you seen CIP-197? It's a Cardano improvement proposal, and honestly, it feels like Cardano is thinking way ahead of the curve. It's a good example of that. The core idea is to strengthen wallet security now, even though practical quantum computers are still years away, because migrating a whole blockchain ecosystem takes time and can't be rushed safely. That really fits with Cardano's style, too. They've always leaned into research-driven development, formal verification, peer review, and long-term system design. Exactly. CIP-197 reflects that approach because it's addressing a future cryptographic threat instead of just reacting to current market conditions. And it's not some casual idea either. CIPs are structured documents meant to guide development, encourage community review, and help the network align around meaningful upgrades. Right. The underlying issue is that most blockchain systems rely on public key cryptography, including elliptic curve cryptography, which depends on math problems that are extremely hard for conventional computers to solve. But quantum computers, if they reach enough scale and stability, could break some of those systems using algorithms like Shor's algorithm. That would put digital signatures, key pairs, and the cryptographic assumptions behind private keys and transaction authorization at risk. And that matters even more for cryptocurrencies, because people often design them to store value for years or even decades. So a security model that works today but may become vulnerable later is a planning problem, not just a theoretical concern. If users start believing their wallets could become unsafe after a quantum breakthrough, confidence in the network could weaken. Wallets are especially important because they're the user-facing layer where private keys are stored, transactions are signed, and control over funds is demonstrated. If that layer weakens, the consequences can be serious. That's why CIP-197 targets it directly. It's proposing quantum-resistant, or quantum-proof, wallet protection. The interesting part is that the exact technical path could vary depending on the final design. It might include post-quantum signature schemes, hybrid methods that combine traditional and post-quantum techniques, better key management, migration tools for legacy wallets, and stronger protections for recovery and key storage. The tricky part will be balancing all of that with usability and network compatibility. A quantum-resistant wallet isn't useful if it breaks existing user flows, bloats transactions, or creates confusing migration steps. One of the biggest takeaways is that this isn't just some distant future problem. While practical quantum computers aren't an immediate emergency, the migration process for a live blockchain ecosystem is complex. Blockchains aren't isolated. They're connected to wallets, exchanges, hardware devices, mobile apps, custodial services, and even user habits. Upgrading all of that takes time. If a network waits until the threat is immediate, it may face pressure to move quickly, which increases risk and can hurt user confidence. So Cardano's interest in CIP-197 reflects a proactive security strategy. Build resilience earlier rather than reacting to a future crisis. That said, implementation will still face real challenges. The main obstacles are compatibility, performance, migration, and user experience. Compatibility is probably the biggest concern. Any new cryptographic method has to work across the existing Cardano ecosystem, including nodes, wallets, transaction validation, and downstream services. If different wallets or infrastructure layers adopt changes at different speeds, the transition could become fragmented. Performance and transaction size matter too. Post-quantum cryptographic methods can sometimes produce larger signatures or higher computational costs. That could affect transaction size, network throughput, and user experience, especially on mobile devices. Then there's migration of existing wallets, which is one of the trickiest parts of any security upgrade. Existing users need to be able to move from old systems to new ones without losing access to their funds. Migration tools need to be clear, safe, and widely supported. If they aren't, some users may be left behind or exposed to confusion-driven risk. User experience is equally important. Security is only effective if people can actually use it correctly. If quantum-resistant protections make wallets harder to understand, more error-prone, or less accessible, adoption could suffer. The best security upgrade protects users without making the experience unnecessarily complicated. For Cardano users, the most important thing to watch is how CIP-197 moves from proposal to practical implementation. Key milestones will include community and developer feedback, technical refinements, testnet deployment, wallet vendor support, hardware wallet integration, and clear migration guidance for existing users. Those steps will matter more than the initial announcement. A proposal can sound strong on paper, but its real value will depend on careful execution. In the end, CIP-197 is significant because it shows Cardano is thinking about long-term security beyond short-term market concerns. Quantum computing isn't an immediate emergency for most users, but it is a real future risk for systems designed to store value over long periods. By focusing on quantum-proof wallet protection, Cardano is addressing one of the most sensitive parts of the blockchain, the wallet itself. If it's implemented thoughtfully, the upgrade could strengthen user confidence, improve long-term resilience, and help Cardano maintain a security advantage in a rapidly evolving cryptographic landscape. The next phase will really come down to execution, compatibility, and making the transition smooth for both developers and everyday users.